Sagt der heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Chulin, Perik Yud, Mishnah Dalid. Gershin is Geir, Vaisalai Para. This person became a Ger, and he had a cow. Nishchata, if that cow was Shechted, Atchalain is Geir, before he became a Yid, Pater, then he is Pater to give the Matanais to the Kayan. We learned in the previous Mishnah that the behemoth that belongs to a non-Jew is Pater on Matanais. And the chiyuv to give the matanais takes effect during the time of shechita. So if this ger became a ger after his behemoth was shechted, he's pater from matanais. But if it was shechted mishin is gayer after he already became a ger, then the halacha is chayiv. If the behemoth was shechted after he became a ger, he has to give the matanais to the kayin. Aye, this paru grew up in a farm and under the ownership of someone who's not Jewish, it doesn't make a difference if at the time of Shechita the owner was a Yid. If by then he became a Ger, then he is Chayiv. Now, Safik, let's say there's a Safik when it was Shechted. Pater, he's Pater to give the Matanis. Normally, we say Safik Diaraisa Lechumra. So if I had a Safik, let's say, where the Trumas Yemaisas were taken from something, I can't take a chance and eat it. Because if no Trumas Yemaisas were taken from it, there's a very serious Isser. But because, in regard to matanis, there's no isser on the basar, even if it wasn't taken. So then it's considered like between the kayin and the person. The kayin says, you owe it to me. The person says, I don't owe it to you. The rule is, shehamaitzi mechaveiroi olav haraya, like in regard to all monetary disputes, the one who wants to take it from his friend, he has to prove it. Let's say somebody stops you on the street and says, that sweater is mine. And he schleps you to Bezin. That sweater is mine. Bezin's not going to say, well, prove Taka that it's not his. Prove that it's your sweater. No. If I want to take away your sweater, I have to prove that it's my sweater. Hamoitzi Mechaveri, the one who wants to take it away from his friend, Olavarai, he has to prove it. In this case, the Kayan wants the Matanais. He's going to have to prove that it was Shechted after he became a Ger. Some say this is Mitzad Dechiv, but the person himself shouldn't take a chance. He should try to be Yaitza the Mitzvah. In the Gemara, there's a big sugya about this. Zakta Mishnevait. Okay, let's get technical now. Ezel Hazraya. You have to give the right foreleg to the Kayan. What's called Hazraya? The whole foot? No, you have to give the whole foot. Zakta Mishnah, it's min haperek shel arkuva ad kaf shel yad. All right, so let's try to explain what the perek shel arkuva is and what the kaf shel yad is. The foreleg of a behemoth, the front feet, is divided basically into three. Just like your arm is divided into three. You have the wrist, and then you have your elbow, and then you have the upper bone, you know, as you approach the shoulder itself. Well, the same is true for a behemoth. There's a bone at the bottom of the foot that connects to the hoof. The behemoth doesn't have a hand, but he has that hoof. That would be like the wrist. And then there's a bone somewhere in the middle of the foot going up. That's called perek shel arkuva. And that would go up to more or less where the shoulder would be by a human being. The upper bone. The bone all the way at the bottom of the foot that connects to the hoof, which would be the wrist of a human being. By a human being, that would be the wrist. That's called arkuva. The middle bone, which would be like the elbow of a human being, that's called perek shel arkuva. And on top, where it's like the shoulder part, that's called kaf shel yad, which is the zeroya that has to go to the kayin from the perek shel arkuva until the kaf shel yad. Zakt Mishnah weiter, v'hu shel nazir. That's the same zraya in regard to the nazir. When a nazir finishes his days of naziris, he brings a ram for a carbon shlomim, and after he cooks the basra ayil, you take the zraya, he has to wave it and give it to the kayan. So it's the same zraya. It goes from the middle till the top. That's what the Mishnah means. Let's just say the words again. Ezel hazraya, min haperek shel arkuva, from the middle bone at kaf shel yad until on top. V'hu shel nazir, same as true by a nazir. Now, by every karma shlamim, the Bailam get to eat most of it, but you have to give the chaza and the shoik to the kehanim. That's by every karma shlamim. Chaza is the chest area. The shoik is the back leg. Ukenegdoi beregel shoik. Whatever is true for the zraya, that same part in the back leg goes to the kayin by karma shlamim, and that's part of the shoik in the set of chaza and shoik. At least the Tanakhama holds away Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, shoik, the shoik that's said by the shlamim, is one bone. It's min haperek shel arkuva That's the middle, would be the elbow, but it's in the back, so it's not called an elbow, but it means in the middle. It's the joint between the lower and middle bones. But until where? Ad soivach shel regel. Not as high as the Tanakama, but only to the knee. That's the joint between the middle and upper bone. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, only the middle bone of the regular Karmel Shlamim has to be given to the Kohen Gadol. According to the Tanakama, the Shaykh would include both the middle and upper bone. So about Tanur, the halach is not like Reb Yehuda. Ezulechi, what's called the jaw that has to go to the Kayin? Zakta Mishnah, mina perik shel lechi ad pika shel gargeres. Perik shel lechi is the very front of the jaw. It's basically the area where the bottom jaw meets the top jaw, but you only have to give the bottom jaw. And it goes back until the pika shel gargeres, that's the opening of the windpipe. A lot of different shittas over here, exactly. But that's basically what it is. Okay, chazing over, we learned in our Mishnah, a ger who is Megayer himself, and then he had a behemoth that was already shechted. In other words, it was shechted before he became a ger. He's potter to give him a tanais. If it was shechted afterwards, he's chayiv. If we're not sure, if at the time of shechita he was already a ger or not, then it's the kohen's job to prove that it's coming to him. What's the zraya? Well, we know it's the right foreleg. Which part of the right foreleg? Basically from the middle bone, which would be equivalent to the elbow by a person, until the top, which would be a shoulder by a person. Same is true for the Zeraya that the Nazir has to wave and give to a Kayan. By every Shlamim, you have to give the Chaza and the Shaik. Chaza is the chest part. Our Mishnah didn't deal with that, but the Shaik is from the back leg, from where to where. So according to the Tanakama, it's basically the same area from the front leg in the back. The Yehuda has a different sheet. The Yehuda says the shaykh, and this is the shaykh by a karm shlam that has to be given to the kayin, is from the joint of the lower bone, that's the joint between the lower and the middle bones, until the knee. So according to the Yehuda, it's only the middle bone of a regular karm shlamim that has to be given to the kayin. According to the Tanakama, it's both the middle and the upper bone. According to the Yehuda, it's just the middle bone, that's the shaykh. Literally, the word shaykh is tied to the thigh. What's the lechi? What's the jaw that has to be given? So basically, it's the bottom jaw from the front, the part where the jaw meets the temple. That's the front part, and it goes back until the pika shel galgeres, which is the opening of the windpipe.